Amy Brace is with us again. She was on our show not long ago talking about her journey as part of a documentary with breast cancer survivors. We introduced her, and I first met Amy, as the owner of a cupcake shop and a bakery in downtown Hopkins. And just this week, the announcement came out that Amy is making a major change. And so we wanted to talk about it. Amy, it's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me what you announced just this week.
Oh, man. We've actually been working on this, I think, since November. So it feels surreal to actually have it here. But we announced that Angel Food Bakery is going to be the new owner of Amy's Cupcake Shop. So, yeah, just crazy.
I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You own the cupcake shop for 8 years, right?
9 years.
Nine years. And so much has happened over that time. COVID happened. Your breast cancer diagnosis. You had incredible success, incredible ups and downs, right?
Yeah, for sure. So through COVID, it went from, feeling like you're working, I know all small business owners will understand, but feeling like you're working 42 hours a day, trying to figure out how to make your business survive and how to get people to come and support your business in a way that is safe and all those kind of things. And we were grateful because we were a bakery that we got to stay open. But literally as soon as things were letting up kind of in 2022, that October is when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I've gone through 18 rounds of chemo, 25 rounds of radiation. I just had my 10th surgery 3 weeks ago and have another one coming up this winter. So I just went from keeping the business alive to keeping myself alive. And I just needed a break. The stress was getting to me and I wasn't able to fully kind of recover and heal appropriately because I still had to take care of the business. You know, as a small business owner, you don't get to stop and say, hey, let me take a break. Can I take my disability? That's not how that works.
Right. You're the owner.
I think such a small business.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that maybe people don't always consider. And certainly for you as a younger, business owner, the reality is, it has to be heartbreaking to feel like you have to choose one. You have to choose one.
Yeah.
But you sort of do.
Well, and I had reached out to a couple of commercial brokers at first because people had recommended them to me. And it was just like all the things I didn't want to hear. It's like you can't choose the next owner. They're going to tear apart your business and do whatever they want with it. And it just felt so sad and so awful to me that I've been doing this business for 14 years now. We've been in our brick and mortar for 9, actually coming up on Saturday is our 9th anniversary. Mm. And to come to grips with the fact that somebody could literally come in and just do whatever they wanted with it felt so sad because I've worked so hard to create this beautiful space in Hopkins and the community there has rallied around us from, literally the very beginning. And so I kind of gave up after a while. And then I started asking a few people and I'd ask Katie over Instagram. And she was like, actually, I think this might be wonderful.
And Katie Gurdis from Angel
from
Food Bakery.
Angel Food. Yep. And she has a whole team in place. And the more we chatted about it, the better it sounded for everybody. And just that community of helping each other, and because it helps me because now I can actually focus on my health and healing and all those kind of things. And I do have another surgery this winter coming up, so I'll be ready to take that on as well. Hopefully that'll be the last one for a while.
How did it
in a beautiful community?
Yeah, how did it feel, Amy, to find Katie and to have Katie say yes? What made you reach out to her?
We had actually met years ago at some wedding event that was at the Hutton House, actually. And I just remember chatting with her even for a few minutes, and I'm going, wow, we're very similar people. Like, we care about the essentials of baking, like baking from scratch and those kind of things. So whenever we have somebody ask for donuts, we're like, oh, go to Angel Food, you know? And it turns out whenever they had people asking for cake, they were referring us. So mm-hmm. it was already kind of a symbiotic relationship that we didn't necessarily realize was happening already. And they have so many items that we don't have, and we have things that they don't have. And so it just kind of just organically grew into this friendship and relationship, and with her and her mom and their operations manager. It's just, the more we chatted about it, the more it seemed like the right fit for all of us.
Her mom was one of the founders of Hell's Kitchen, great restaurant.
Yep.
Cynthia is just a terrific, they're both great. Like, they're really great. I don't know if you could find better stewards to kind of take over than that family.
And we've met a few times, and Cynthia, we've chatted, and it just, they're just wonderful, wholesome people that want to do right by the business and take care of the staff and our customers. And I love that they understand that, because that's what keeps you going, you know, is your amazing customers and the community that supports you. And they understand that, and making good food, making food that's actually delicious and made from scratch. And when she said they still make everything from scratch there too, I was like, oh yeah, this is perfect. It seems like we just have such a similar philosophy when it comes to food and nourishing souls through food. You know, that's one of the things I love the most about is making something and sharing it with somebody. It's a very much a form of love for me, is giving people treats or sharing something that I baked with them. So
Amy Brace is with us. Amy's Cupcake Shop is what she founded. Angel Food Bakery will take it over. The name will change eventually to Angel Food. Has Katie and her team taken over already? Are you done? Do you get time to focus on yourself, Amy?
I do. Yeah, they actually took it over on June 1st. And it sounds like we're going to kind of go, or they, I guess, are going steady as she goes with Amy's Cupcake Shop for now. So it won't be changing too soon.
But, oh, it's hard to say they, isn't it? I mean, all these years
I know,
of we.
Yes,
I get it. I get
it.
I still talk about Channel 4 sometimes as we, and it's like, no, it's not we anymore. It's them.
Yeah. And even when I'm introducing myself, it's like Amy of Amy's Cupcake Shop. Like, I still had it. It's fine. It's not mine anymore, but I still did it.
Well, Amy, just congratulations on everything. We know your medical journey has been a struggle and a challenge. And certainly your work in being a part of a documentary to shine a light on the issue of severe stage 4 breast cancer is so important. But we just want you to take care of yourself, and how cool that a little piece of your legacy will continue right there in downtown Hopkins.